Vanessa says, men logical, women more emotional. Nope. You're wrong, Vanessa. You're absolutely wrong. Matter of fact, this leads me into my little morning monologue today, because I think that men are just as, if not as emotional as women. I believe that men are just as, if not more emotional than women. But the only difference is that men don't have the luxury in a lot of instances, or historically, we haven't had the luxury of being able to communicate it or share with y'all our emotions or lean into our emotions, because we know that the decisions that we make on a daily basis can affect everybody around us. And so when we make decisions emotionally, we've trained ourselves and we've had to train ourselves to not let our emotions impede on the decisions that we make on a daily basis. You know what I'm saying? And so we all got emotions. We all got emotions. I mean, for a long time in my life personally, I've learned to kill that side of me in order to make better business decisions. I am a very, very, can I be transparent with you guys? And I'm going to tell you why I'm going to be transparent with you guys today. I am a very emotional person. Incredibly emotional in every single thing that I do. I am so emotional. I care for people. I was walking down the street and Rita and I actually went out to eat yesterday because she stayed down at the apartment. And so we went to Wright & Company. And for those of you that are familiar with downtown Detroit, we got the Grand Prix today. And we went to Wright & Company. So I parked a little bit away and I had the Porsche. And it was a guy and he had some Armor All in his hand and he had some little wipes in order to do the tires. And my car had just came from, I had earlier just came from the car wash. So I had Armor All on my tires and everything like that. And he was like, yo, man, you know, let me hook up your tires or whatever. And I said, oh, my car, my tires is already hooked up. He's like, man, I ain't even gonna lie to you, bro. I just got out of prison. I'm trying to figure it out. I literally just touched down and I'm trying to figure out how to make some money and whatever like that and so on and so forth. And I was like, bro, you ain't got to do that. And I gave him $5. He was like, thanks, OG. You look real good, man. Thank you, man. You look good. You shining out here in these streets. Shout out to you. Shout out to you. And so he went back and he sat back for a little bit and I could see him and his clothes were a little bit dingy and it pulled on my heartstrings. And I got very emotional about the fact that, you know, he out here in these streets. And for so long, I've trained myself to detach from the emotion because I don't want to be responsible. And I can't help everybody. And so I've trained myself to stay away from that. But I just took everything that was in my pocket. So I probably had like $600 in my pocket. And I just took the whole thing. I actually kept the fives. So I had like $675 or something like that. I kept the fives because I always keep $75 or $100 to $75 in fives. And I just gave him the whole $600 and all big bills. And I said, and I didn't show it to him. I just kind of balled it up. And I gave it to him and I put it in his hand and I said, all right, big dog, man, I love you, bro. God bless you. You got this, man. You're going to figure it out, bro. I promise you, you're going to figure it out. And I could hear him. You know, I hurried up and I walked around the corner in order to go to Wright & Company. It's on the second floor. And when I went up to Wright & Company, I could see outside and I looked down and he was looking for me. It was almost like he was trying to figure out if it was a mistake that I had gave him that much money or whatever. But I was very emotional. And then when I went to Wright & Company, it was a woman that I ran into. And so I'm sitting at the bar and I'm having conversations. Bear with me for a minute, guys. Let me tell this story. So I'm sitting at the bar and I'm kicking it with a woman and I'm talking to her and her name just so happened to be Andrea, right? And she was reading this book and the name of the book that she was reading was called Choke. And it was by this guy named, it was written by Chuck Palahniuk. It's the same guy that that wrote Fight Club, right? That wrote the movie or wrote the book for Fight Club that the movie was largely based off of, starring Brad Pitt. And she was like, man, this book is so fucked up and all of this stuff. And she started laughing or whatever. And she was like, man, I love reading fucked up shit. It's so crazy. And so I read the back of the book and I said, oh, man, I want to order it. And then she wound up giving it to me, right? And so we get into this deep conversation and Rita is sitting next to me and she starts telling me about how she lives downtown. It was a white girl. How she lives downtown, and then we wind up exchanging information, Instagram information and stuff like that, and then I wind up DMing her in order for her to follow me because I don't really follow anybody on Instagram like that, and we get into this conversation, and we come to the conclusion that we're going to link up at a later date because she's a bartender at some other bar, And so I cared for what was going on in her life in the midst of that conversation. And so my whole life, I've been largely emotionally attached to people because I've always had a vested interest in what was going on around me. My passion project when I was growing up was homelessness. And so I would get emotionally attached to that. But in order for me to really be able to divest myself from it, in order to do something good for me, I had to divest myself emotionally from it, because I would never stop helping homeless people because I knew that it was a problem that I couldn't truly eradicate. I'm only one person. I can't do anything. And that's why I get used and abused sometimes, even from people that try to take advantage of me. And they reach out to me and they say, Anton, can you pay this? Or Anton, I'm on the street. And they try to pull on my emotions. And so I've largely started to surround myself with other people that can make better decisions around me. And then in the meantime, I started to train myself. And this is over a period of time, I've trained myself to basically kill all emotion, because I know that that's the way in which you go about getting rich, making better decisions. And then the people around me depend on me for that. But I had an epiphany yesterday. And it's so weird that you asked that question, but I had an epiphany yesterday because I was praying to God last night before I went to bed. And it's almost like he gave me the answer this morning. And I know that y'all don't think that God really talked to people and stuff like that, but I do think that. And it's largely been a guiding light for my entire life. And I asked God, I said, hey, why can't I feel nothing no more? Why have I gotten to the point to where I'm almost like non-human in my decision-making and I'm almost robotic in it? And I don't feel anything as much anymore because, you know, I've kind of killed that part of me and I don't allow myself to be able to get emotionally attached to anything or anybody. And I'm willing to walk away from anything in order to continue to complete my purpose. And he said that your purpose now is to enjoy life. And then I went out this morning, right? And I can hear the Grand Prix, and I went outside and I seen a guy that was in the street, and he seemed like he was just completely crazy, but he wasn't. And when I had a conversation with him, he wound up being incredibly intelligent. And so I asked him, I said, what is your mindset behind? And I just literally live life, and I go outside and I interact with people on a regular basis, and my car wouldn't start at first. And so I got into this conversation with this guy right in front of my building, and I said, man, what is your mindset with regard to life? And he said, Anton, I'm so free. He said, you will never know how much money I got. You would never know how it is that I go about seeing things. He said, man, I just came from the Movement Festival and I was out there dancing with no shirt on, and it seemed like it was cold until I started getting a little warmed up, and then I had a great time. You ain't see Idris Elba up on that stage? And I said, nah, I ain't get a chance to go. And he said, man, you should have been there. And so I'm starting to evaluate life a little bit differently, and I'm starting to think maybe we got it a little bit wrong, y'all. Maybe we a little bit off. Maybe we got it a little bit wrong in that we are so consumed, and I'm not telling you that you shouldn't be responsible. I'm not telling you that you shouldn't pay your bills. I'm not telling you that you shouldn't dollar cost average. I'm not telling you that you shouldn't tap in a stock club. I'm not telling you that you need to be a little bit more aware of the people that you're surrounding yourself with. I'm not telling you to be very, very mindful of how you spend your money in order to really be able to embrace life and live the life that you really want to live. But what I am telling you is that maybe we got it all wrong and that we're too far on the other side. In the same way that we look at other people and we say, man, I can't believe you so lazy, or you don't take care of business, or you just out here smoking every day and doing whatever it is that you want to do, and they're largely irresponsible. We've maybe went all the way on the other side, and that we become so frugal, so stoic in our ways and not getting emotionally attached or divested from anything that would throw us off of our purpose, that we've started to dehumanize ourselves. And we don't really know how to enjoy life. And when it's all said and done, it's going to be over. And so God told me when I went up to my apartment and I said, man, maybe my car will start. And I went back down. He said, man, you got to live every day like it's your last. Live every day like it's your last. So I do choose to embrace my emotions more. Not so much to where it's going to make a bad decision or it's going to impede me from where I'm supposed to go. But let me tell you something. I made a declaration this morning. That I am literally going to live life on a whim. I don't care. I genuinely don't care. I'm going to spend all of this fucking money. I'm going to drive the things that I want to drive. I'm going to travel to the places that I want to go to. I'm going to dance like nobody is looking. I'm going to continue to go to the different restaurants, and I'm going to try weird ass food that I ain't never tried before. I'm going to have as much sex as I feel like having. I'm going to completely divest myself from naps, and I'm going to just completely invest in living as long as I possibly can so I could live this life. And I'm because maybe the crazy people are really the ones that got it figured out, because we think they crazy because we can't understand why they so free. Maybe they the ones that figured it out. Maybe the reason why they feel so comfortable in their skin and we think that they crazy and they just out here dancing. And, you know, I see stuff on Instagram sometimes and people be looking at people and they be recording other people doing weird stuff and stuff like that, dancing in the crowd at a festival and the person don't be caring nothing and they be looking crazy and stuff. And I miss that. I miss that. I miss the fact that, why do we care so much about what other people think about us? Why are we so emotionally invested in not being embarrassed? Embarrassment is a feeling. Why do we care about whether or not other people judge us as though they have any power or control over us? Why are we so sheepish in our ways and our thoughts? Why are we so reserved in not meeting other people and trying to impress people instead of attracting the weirdos that we are around us? We weird. I'm weird. I told my chick today, I said, you so weird. She bust out laughing. I said, let go. And the minute that I told her to let go, my shoulders came down and I started feeling more comfortable. Because I just said, yo, I don't care. I'm going to wear what I want to wear. I'm going to do what I want to do. I'm going to go where I want to go. I'm going to blow all of this money and I'm just going to have a lot of fun. Now, that don't mean that I'm going to go all the way to the other side and being completely irresponsible. I'm still going to take care of my business. I'm still going to invest. I'm still going to do what it is that I want to do. But the other 95% of my time, I'm going to do what I want to do when I want to do it. And I'm going to live every single day like it's my last. Stop being so hard on yourself. Do what you're supposed to do and leave it all on the flow. Give everything that you can give and then have a good time afterwards. Work hard and play harder. Work hard and play harder. Man, don't you know that all of this is just stuff that distracts us and it's just a simulation in the first place? That we be overly concerned about stuff that we can't even control? I'm going to do my part and then I'm going to leave it on the flow. I'm going to do my, that's a Detroit saying, I'm going to leave it on the flow. I'm going to do my part and I'm going to leave it on the flow. I'm going to do the best that I possibly can. And then I'm a party like it's 1999 every single day because I love life. I love life. And we don't even realize how restricted we are. It's some people that won't even go outside. They don't even know their own city. They ain't even tourists in their own city. It's plenty of things that we can do for free every single day that we don't even embrace. It'd be festivals going on, things happening. I know the Detroit Grand Prix is this weekend. If you don't think that I'm going to be outside having a good time, man, you crazy. You crazy. I have Rita come down and bring my passport yesterday. I don't know where I'm going to be at this weekend. I don't know if I'm going to be in Canada, Mexico, Rome. I might just be right here in Detroit. Bugged out. Having a good time. Love life. Love, live, laugh, play. Do what you're supposed to do and be responsible. But be free. Be 1,000% free. And don't be so bogged down with what it is that you can't control and things that don't even mean anything. I tell my people sometimes, and these young people, and I say, hey, them people that you went to school with in high school, can you remember where they at now? They said, no. I said, yeah, but you cared about it when you was in school. Why? It was so meaningful to you then, but all of them people, they ain't even checking for you now. Live life. Live life. Let's have a good time. Listen.